Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I haven't talked about your Rockets last night.
Well, that's because we didn't watch them. I didn't think the Rockets at the Timberwolves would be an interesting game. And then the lame, we sucked on defense tonight. Yeah.
You suck on defense every night. Stop.
And the best quote was the guy from the Timberwolves saying, "I knew they'd let us back into this game." I mean, that's about as Rockets-y as it gets.
Unpopular opinion. This team's not very good. They're not last year's Rockets.
Oh, they're definitely not that.
They're not going to be one game away from the finals. They are going to probably be a one and done in the playoffs. Maybe they win one series, but this team is just very freaking average. Yard Barker did a thing on 10 guys you don't want to sign because they're going to be fool's gold. Theodore Bridgewater.
I'm out.
I kind of am too. And you know, I love the guy, but
because they're still treating him like he's, you know, like he's got something, like he's done something. He's still untapped potential, but is it going to get tapped at this point?
Well, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is The Real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975. Shortly at Brad Power 7 also. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. All available on podcastarena.com, or will be shortly, and underway in the UConn game, which we happen to have on the screen here.
Yeah, that game, it started to...
I'm worried about this one.
Well,
UConn's better at home than they are on the road. And
they made a... was a 9 to 9.5 point favorite, depending on where you looked.
Too much.
I think that's too much, too. But yeah. I'm has scared me off of betting against them.
Yeah, I would have probably taken UConn here, but they all worry
UConn
now.
UConn sucks, though, man. They're bad. Like, I mean, yeah. if UH can half-ass it and get distance on someone, it's...
Yeah, at this point, I worry about all the games, even though there's no reason to. They should be able to win this one, but...
Yeah.
But if you look at the splits in that conference, I mean, the home road splits are silly.
The Big 12's the same way.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Aaron working on connecting Brad Powers.
Yeah, so see when we got him. I'm wondering where he went off to, because it's pretty quiet in there.
Well, he's working on connecting Brad.
Ah.
That's where he went.
UConn just missed two free throws.
Well, see? That's why you can't count on him to cover 9.5. Can't count on him.
Yeah, I do think that's a lot of points, though. It's too late to bet it now, so it doesn't really matter. But... I kind of get the feeling this will be close, and then will do what they usually do in the last 5 minutes and turn up the defense, and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. They're off to a 2-0 start.
Oh, they're dominating.
If this were soccer, it'd be over. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832 says, thank God there's no Aggie basketball tonight. Got held up at work for an extra hour, and if I hadn't, had you guys to listen to, I would have shot myself. Well, don't do that. But, yeah, I like being here the whole 3 hours. I like being able to, because when we had to go home the other day at 5:30, I realized how much I would appreciate being able to listen to us.
Yeah.
When I'm stuck in traffic. It took me 20 minutes to get out of the damn Galleria area. Yeah,
when we get off at 5:30, it's no gift to us, let me tell you.
Yeah, I would rather do the whole 3 hours.
Yep.
So
we get no benefit from that.
Yeah. Rage said he took his first dog to PetSmart training classes 14 years ago and have been teaching his new puppy at home. Patience is the key. One thing is for sure, I fall asleep a lot quicker these days. Talk about work. Yeah, it is. You know, and it's funny because she's really turned a corner here, and I don't want to, well, I'll say it. She got a lot better when the wife was out of town.
And
I spent time training
her. The wife has spoiled her?
No, I just think that,
you're a better teacher than your wife.
I think I'm a better,
you're a better pet owner. You're a better person.
Well, yeah.
You're a better spouse, better lover, better chef.
No, she got me on that.
Okay.
She's a better chef.
Okay.
The rest of it I'm good with, but no, but I mean, I spent a lot of time.
Better drinker.
Oh God. Yeah. I'm better at that.
Hmm.
But I spent a lot of time trying to train her. You know, I'm working on little things. No, that's impossible. The puppy. And she made big strides. Even the wife had to admit that the puppy had made strides when she got home. So I'm not, you know, not saying anything. Maybe she should just go away.
Oh.
For good.
Okay.
And the dog will be fine.
Well.
Just speculating. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are we doing here with Brad?
I don't know. I don't know where Aaron went.
Well, let's.
We can't take a phone call because.
Yeah.
Because Aaron's not in there.
Or right.
We'd get to you, Andrew, but I don't know what's going on.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. I mean, how hard is it? Well, then here, call his hard line.
Yeah, don't give the number out over the air. Brad will have people call him every day. So, yeah, we'll get this situated. And Brad and AJ's podcast now available on SportsMap. So if you want to hear what they do every week, all you have to do is go to sportsmap.com and we'll have it up there. It's part of our mini gambling offerings on sportsmap.com. So how about that? I got a little plug-in for SportsMap. Late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight from 7 to 9. So if you need your ears to be exploding, Patrick Creighton will be here to do it. Oh, boy. So, yeah, we're using the we're having some problems here. Texter says because Fred's using the shock collar when she's not around to train that. I do not shock that dog. Come on. Come on. I would use the shock collar on. No, never mind. That was going to be a bad joke. So we're efforting Brad Powers. AJ's running around trying to get Brad on the line.
Got him. Okay. I think we got him.
Okay. Good.
God, it's so hard. I mean, I've got to do everybody's job now, Fred.
I know it's kind of funny to watch. Because remember when I was doing that for like the first six months of this?
Horrible.
And you were like laughing at me the whole time?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying being on the other side of this.
Well, let's go to our man, the man when it comes to college basketball, all things college at pregame.com. The lead college analyst for pregame, Brad Powers, joins us. Brad, how are you, good sir?
Doing well. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're doing okay now that we got you on. We got a new monkey back there, and he's, you know, he's not fully trained yet. He's still throwing poop around. It's a total mess, but we're doing our best. This is an interesting weekend, to say the least, when it comes to college basketball, because we finally get the big matchup, Kentucky-Tennessee, one of the biggest matchups of the year, although we had some of the biggest matchups of the year this last week. What are your thoughts with Kentucky coming off a loss to LSU? And obviously Tennessee had, I don't want to say a free square against South Carolina, but they were able to coast a little bit in that game. What do you think about the Tennessee-Kentucky matchup?
Well, you know, it's tough. On one hand, is Kentucky feeling down about themselves a little bit? I don't think that's going to be the case. In fact, I was just doing a little bit of research with some extra time. Kentucky and the entire John Calipari era doesn't look like they've lost back-to-back home games.
They haven't.
A single time. So, to me, the way I'm looking at it, the fact that, look, LSU's a good team. It's not like that Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt, for Pete's sake. LSU is a legitimate top 25 team, maybe even better than that, even in a Vegas power rating. So, no harm done there. If anything, maybe we get some slight, you know, an extra point or so of value. I think Kentucky will still be a small favorite. Yes, I get it. Tennessee's number one in an AP poll, but Tennessee's not number one in any Vegas power rating. In fact, both of these teams are very similar when it comes to that. I'm expecting Kentucky to be right around a three-point favorite, and I'm going to be on the Kentucky side. Whenever I have something historic that's never been done before, the fact that Kentucky hasn't lost back-to-back home games in the Calipari era, I'll play onto that.
That's good to hear. Let me ask you about, instead of some specific matchups, let's talk about some teams and where they're trending right now. And LSU is one of the ones that I wanted to get to. What do you think of this LSU team? Because I'm a fan of this team. I like the way they're built. I like that they've got young NBA, probably one-and-done type guys that are coming into their own this part of the season, and they've got some talent that's been there in Tremont Waters, and then they've got even some seniors in Bigby Williams. What do you think of LSU and their prospects as far as the tournament goes?
Well, looking at it, I had my doubts, and I think the market did as well. Obviously LSU got hot there, and then what happened just a couple weeks ago, they got tripped up a little bit against Arkansas at home as a double-digit favorite. But what's happened since then, the fact that LSU has responded so well after that loss and responding with, a road upset win over Mississippi State in overtime, and then really taking care of business against Auburn at home. A lot of us were on the LSU side in that game, a game that LSU's trailed. And then, the moment wasn't too big for them in Rupp Arena. They're a significant underdog, LSU. They go in there and get the win. I think another thing that's good to make a big point, this team is never out of a game. I think now it's five of their last eight games. They've trailed by 8 points or more, and they've found a way to win four of those five games, and the other game being the Arkansas game where they had to rally back from like 18 down and only lost by one. So I'm seeing a lot of things to like about LSU, almost to the point where I'm kind of considering shopping around to see if I can get a juicy NCAA tournament price on LSU to win it all. If I'm getting 100-1 or greater on a team that I think is really surging and could possibly be a 3 or 4 seed when it's all said and done, I'm liking a lot from what I've seen from the Tigers.
I like that. I like Will Wade too, and I've started to question if maybe Will Wade wasn't maybe more of one of the guys. Maybe he had more of an impact on VCU's success when he was under Shaka Smart than Shaka did. Because I mean,
ooh, good call there.
So far, you could say that he's had a better tenure at LSU than Shaka's had at Texas.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's a very strong point. And from time to time, you see that in sports that after a couple of guys leave, one coach goes one way, one coach the other. We kind of see it. Syracuse kind of hasn't been the same. I'm wondering if it's Hopkins at Washington, at least in the latter part of the Boeheim era, if he was the major guy behind that and not necessarily Jim Boeheim.
Now, another team that I wanted to ask you about at this point is Louisville, who they're sort of a Jekyll and Hyde type team. We've seen some really good Louisville basketball. And we've seen some, we've seen them lose to Indiana. So besides that loss, we saw them lose to Pitt, too. That was a bad loss, too. But now they've lost back-to-back games, three out of the last four. Are you starting to lose faith in this team that looked like, man, maybe they had really figured it out after a slow start? Or is this just a matter of, they're playing North Carolina, they're playing Duke, they're playing Florida State, that's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm not as concerned as what I'd be with most teams coming off, losing three of their last four games. There's nothing really that wrong with losing in overtime at Florida State. And I guess the major question moving forward is, we'll see if this is going to impact them or not. This upcoming weekend on Saturday, a home game against Clemson, Louisville is going to be clearly favored in that game. If they can take care of business and put this kind of a bad stretch behind them, and then no concerns for me. The problem I have is the way that Duke game went down. You have Duke on the ropes. Not only on the ropes, you had them dead in the water. I mean, they were at a 9 count, considering Louisville was up 23 with 9 minutes left. I mean, in-game live wagering had Duke, I think, 14-1. If you believe in those win probability odds that ESPN puts up, it was 99%+ chance. If Louisville's still feeling sorry for themselves, Clemson's perfectly capable of adding to this, you know, losing streak for the Cardinals. But if Louisville's get the, you know, they have the right frame of mind, then I think they take care of business and they can just move right along here. Although, a little caveat, I mean, the schedule doesn't get any easier. At Syracuse and Virginia are coming after this Clemson game, so I think this Saturday is very important for them.
One of the teams that I'd kind of fallen in love with, they'd won 8 games in a row, and I think they were like 11 out of 12 after a really dismal start, was Purdue. And, I mean, that team's got some wins now in their pocket. They dog-stomped Iowa. They got a win at Wisconsin. They beat Michigan State pretty much, I mean, quit in that game against Maryland and ended up getting rolled. What are your, and I like that team because I feel like they're well coached. They've got probably the best player in the Big Ten. What do you think of Purdue going forward? Are you buying Purdue stock or are you selling?
No, I'm still buying. I just don't think it's cheap. I mean, I was looking around for some, you know, good futures odds today, and, you know, Purdue's 25-30-1. I just don't see much stock in that. Although, if you're buying, I would say it's only going to get more expensive because if Purdue rebounds from the Maryland game and just takes care of business down the stretch, I mean, in their final 7 games, Purdue's going to be likely not only favored, but significant favorites in a lot of those games. So it wouldn't be a bit surprised for me that Purdue, you know, just chalks that up. And the Maryland game, it's not like it was a full bad game. It's just a bad second half for the Boilers. I mean, I'll excuse that, especially when a team's coming off of 8 straight wins. If they can take care of business against Penn State on Saturday, put the loss behind themselves, I think Purdue can continue a great run here and wouldn't be shocked that we're looking back at a team that's 14-2 and 15-1 in their last 16 games entering the Big Ten tournament.
Another team, and down here there's some interest in Baylor and what they're doing. And Baylor's been sort of a roller coaster team for me too. I was down on them early, and then I was like, man, this team's really getting it together. And then they lose back-to-back games at Texas and Kansas State. There's not really much shame in those losses, and I actually made some money off of them losing to Kansas State. But what are your thoughts on Baylor at this point, and what do you think of them going forward for the rest of the season?
Well, they got to get healthy. I mean, obviously, Tristan Clark's not coming back. He's their second-leading scorer. He's out for the season. Mekhi Mason, leading scorer, he missed the game. That was one of the losses, the Kansas State loss.
King
and
McClure.
Then, you know, even in the win against Oklahoma, he was relatively ineffective. He's their leading scorer, Mekhi Mason. Then their third leading scorer for Baylor, King McClure. I mean, he's been out the last couple of games. He's questionable for this weekend, you know, against Texas Tech, a tough game for Baylor. They'll be a sizable underdog. I mean, if they get healthy, they'll be fine. They're going to be an NCAA tournament team. And look, there's a lot of teams you can throw in the mix, and there's just not much separation when it comes to the Big 12. They just got to get healthy because it doesn't get any easier for them. You don't have very many nights off in conference play. And if they don't have McClure, and obviously already playing without Clark, I don't like their chances against Texas Tech, who seems to be surging a bit here with 3 straight wins and covers.
I'm curious your thoughts if they've changed on Duke after the at Virginia win, and then they go and win at Louisville, like we mentioned, in pretty wild fashion. I mean, you and I talked on the podcast last week about how we're probably not looking to invest in Duke going forward. We're probably looking to fade them, but man, those 2 wins, it's starting to feel a little more uncomfortable. Like this team's really figuring out at the right time. What are your thoughts on them right now?
Yeah, they are. I mean, when you go on the road against Virginia and do what they did, and then, you know, not panic with a bunch of freshmen down 23 with 9 minutes left and find a way to win at what I consider to be a top 20 Louisville team, I mean, I don't think it gets any better for Duke. But I'll say this, that Louisville game, that the price on that game, the fact that Duke was laying 8.5, my power ratings on Duke games have been relatively close. I'm saying within a half point or a point. The opening line on that Duke and Louisville game was right around 6. That was right in line with my power rings, what I thought the line would be. We saw a lot of action come in on Duke, and I don't think it's surprising, the fact that Duke's so public, and the public now with football clearly behind that, you know, in the rearview mirror, that they're going to have more of a say in the market. I think Duke is going to continue to be pricey. I'm not sure I want to blindly bet against Duke, but no, for one thing's for sure, if you're looking to bet on Duke, you're definitely at this point now paying a premium. And I don't want to be, you know, playing on a team that's expensive. And they'll be, I still think, expensive against NC State on Saturday.
One more team I want to ask you about, because they are maybe the most confusing team in the country. What is Arizona State at this point? Are they a tournament team? Are they good? Are they not good? I can't tell, because sometimes I'm like, wow, that team's got it together. I mean, they beat up Washington, and then they lose at Colorado, a team that can't – no chance Colorado could run with them, but they did. What are your thoughts on the Sun Devils?
Yeah, I'm looking more to play against Arizona State. You know, the Washington game looked great, but the thing of it was you see this in college basketball from time to time. I mean, Arizona State shot 62% from the field. Keep in mind, Washington is known for their defense. And this entire season, Washington hadn't allowed a single opponent to shoot better than 48%. And somehow, against that zone defense, the Sun Devils hit 62%. So I kind of chalked that one up as more of an outlier performance. I think the true, you know, nature of this team, you know, is the USC game where they lost outright at USC. Arizona final was very misleading. The only reason Arizona State covered was the game went to overtime, so that was fortunate. Then you got a very bad performance against Washington State. You mentioned last night against Colorado, losing that game outright. So I'm not buying Arizona State. In fact, playing back-to-back games in altitude, they're at Utah coming up here on Saturday. I'll probably be against the Sun Devils in that game. So I'm not buying Arizona State. I just think the Washington game was one of those one-off performances where they played one of their better games of the year.
All right, that's Brad Power, lead college analyst at pregame.com. Brad Power 7 on Twitter. Follow him, like him, love him. Appreciate the time as always, man. I'll talk to you for the podcast here in a couple hours.
All right, sounds good, my friend. Take care, guys.
All right. Yeah, the podcast, which will be available on sportsmap.com.
That's right.
And very good stuff that you guys do.
So, thank you, sir.
People should check that out. They also should check out Harry's.
I lost my best bet last night on Creighton.
Yeah.
Up 5 with a minute left. They try to inbound the ball into the backcourt from half court.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just a crappy pass. Just basically gave them a free layup, and they end up blowing the game in overtime. No shocker.
That's why you can't trust Patrick Creighton.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You can trust Harry's, though. And you can join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. 10 million, just like me. And guess what? We got a great deal for you, just to try it out. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover. How much do you think you'd pay for that? How about $3 plus free shipping? You just use FAOUR at harrys.com, and that's what you're going to get. And the cool thing about Harry's, convenience, quality, affordability. I love that they come right to my mailbox. I love that I basically have it set up to where when I'm about to run out of razors, I get a whole bunch of more, and they're just $2 each. That's half the price that you're going to pay for some of these other big names, and you never have to leave your house. And they all come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They're going to give you a full refund. For a limited time, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers will get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz and use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. Explanation and expiration, I gotta figure it out. And they're asking me if I can't see the darkness down below. And I know it's true, I say I do, and half the time I don't. May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Guys, get out to Republic Harley-Davidson now. See why they're Houston's number one Harley dealer. They've got 200-plus bikes in inventory and the best customer service rating in the state. They're the best choice. The staff's friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. And speaking of every department, they got specials going on in every department right now. In February, the service special, $59 oil change, free electrical system check. How about that? How about parts? Tires, $3.99, fully installed this month. There's new motor clothes arriving weekly, and the sales department, they've got a special for you. Deal of a lifetime. Maintenance for life when you purchase a new Harley, only at Republic Harley-Davidson. And then on Saturday, this Saturday, kiss the bike. You register in store for your chance to win a Street Glide special. All you got to do is kiss the bike the longest. You'll get a chance to match five envelopes. The person who's matching them will win one of three prizes: a Street Glide special, a $1,000 Republic HD gift card, or a $500 Republic HD gift card. Come see why Republic is Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. So I'm thinking next year, I have a goal. I want to try to be the first person to ever cash in the National Handicapping Championship for Horses, the main event of the World Series of Poker, and the Super Contest.
How do you know that's never happened before?
As I'm pretty sure nobody's ever tried it before. I'm creating a
game. There's got to be some junkie in Vegas who's done it.
Maybe, but I don't know of them. So I want to create the Gambling Triple Crown.
Okay.
So, like, if you can finish... Well, obviously, if you finish in the money, that's a big deal. If you can finish in the top 10 of all three, that'd be the greatest.
That'd be
the greatest gambling feat in history, I think.
Oh yeah.
So,
but I'm finishing in the money in all three. Like, actually,
well, that's the thing. Just finishing
competing
in the money
in all three would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But if you finish in the money in all three, that's pretty wowing.
Well, and that's what I'm gonna try to do next year.
Okay.
I'm gonna build up to it. Like the NHC, you have to qualify for, so I'm gonna get that out of the way early when they start qualifiers here again in a couple months. And then, you know, I'll probably play a satellite to get into the main event.
You're not just going to drop 10K, drop the bag?
I might just drop 10K, but I mean...
Just walk in with the bag, drop it.
Yeah. Well, it's not really the bag. It's always... It's not that much money when you actually
have it. When you pile it up.
Yeah,
it isn't really. It's 100 bills.
Yeah, it doesn't look all that impressive. It's like, here's a...
I would just carry a bag of singles and drop it.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to go to like every strip bar though to do that.
You could do that.
But the super contest is what, 1500? It's not that much. I think.
Is it just that?
I think it's just 1500. I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
But regardless, I think that would be kind of a cool thing to do.
How much is the horse racing thing?
You have to satellite in. You have to qualify. So
oh, okay.
That
would be tough on just to do that.
I feel pretty good about being able to do that, though.
Rank those in the order of your confidence that you could cash in them.
The thing is,
I'll do mine: Super Contest, World Series of Poker, horse thing.
Yeah, for me, it would be probably the NHC World Series of Poker Super Contest.
Okay,
although it's. It depends, because the way I play horses is really streaky. So I would say I have a better chance to win than to finish, say, 18th.
Yeah.
And then I also have a better chance to finish completely out of the money than I do to finish 18th.
Well, there you go.
It's just the way I play. But I probably feel best about the World Series of Poker, because to be honest, if you just stay out of trouble, you can cash. It's just boring. It's a lot of folding.
Yeah.
Super contest would be the hardest for me, I think, because I don't like five NFL games every week.
Yeah.
And so you'd have to take some games that you weren't crazy about. But I think it'd be fun. I think I'd like, you know, maybe convince a couple listeners to try to do the same thing. Let's see if we can all cash in all three in 2020.
Okay.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. UH up 25-24 here. UConn hanging around. You think Dan Hurley will get that program back to where it was?
No.
Really?
No.
You're just not a fan?
I mean, I it's not that I'm not a fan, but I just think they've lost their momentum. And I think them leaving the Big East, while financially may have been good for them, and I know the Big East sort of reorganized after a couple teams left, but I think the Big East, I mean, at one point, it was maybe after the ACC, the basketball conference in America. And now, I mean, the ACC is not what it is because they lost some teams, but I mean, UConn took a big step down in program prestige by leaving the old Big East and going to the AAC. So now I don't think they're going to get the caliber of kid that they once got.
It seems to me,
because there was a time when UConn was getting, I mean, they were competing with Duke and Kentucky for players. That's not going to happen anymore.
No, but I think that was because you had a coach in Calhoun that was, you know, I mean, that's the thing. You need another Calhoun.
They need to hire that women's coach.
Gino?
Yeah. He seems salty, though.
Or just play, or maybe just play the women's team against the men. See how that goes.
Go for it.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. I don't know, man. I think this... I think this conference can be every bit as prestigious as the Big East at some point, but you just have to have the right guy in there, and I don't know if they have that. Yeah. There's the advertisement for Bohemian Rhapsody, which I still dislike. Just letting you know, not buying the Blu-ray. 713-780-3776. Did you see D'Antoni calling out your Rockets for a lack of fire last night? Just a lack of defense.
I wonder whose fault that is.
Hmm. Yeah, well, maybe if you guys played a little defense, some of this stuff would happen.
Who does that, though?
So I'm curious what you guys think about this. I have a map here that has the average tax refund for every state.
Okay.
Guess who is way up there? In fact, I think number one, now that I look at it.
Is it Texas?
It is Texas.
Oh, good.
$3,206 per person is the average refund. That's the highest in the country.
Did you beat that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did too.
Significantly, actually.
Me too. I was happy about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of pisses me off, and because it's like, I mean, why'd you take so much money from me?
Right.
But I mean, I guess thanks for giving me my change. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm finally gonna have the IRS paid off this year from
that's amazing.
From my 2006 tax year where I got in trouble. Which I think I've mentioned before, it was like $120,000.
Good Lord.
In taxable gambling that I went. Well, actually, that was the settlement. It was significantly more than that beforehand. Oof. So I've been paying that off for a while now. So I think I'm going to have that paid off, which will be cool. But, the Louisiana, not bad, $3,115. Oklahoma, $3,098. And those are... New York's the only other one that's over 3,000 with $3,059, which in New York is like $5.
Yeah. New York taxes are crazy.
Yeah. So so the places you don't want to live, Oregon, $2,398.
But that also means that maybe you're not paying as much in taxes up front.
Maybe. Or you're not making as much. You're not making enough to get
that's
there.
True.
South Carolina, $2,569. So,
well, I don't want to live in South Carolina.
Yeah, no one wants to live in South Carolina. Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Montana, Idaho. Those are all the lowest. That in Maine and Vermont.
I don't want to live there either. Too cold.
Isn't that Bernie Sanders? Isn't he from Vermont?
Yep.
Then I won't live there.
Oh, you hate him?
He's an old.
I mean, he's just one guy. He lives in D.C. technically, doesn't he?
I don't know, but he wants to give people free college, and I'm not for that.
Okay.
All right.
You paying for your son's college?
It was already paid for. We did that thing when they were kids where you, if they stay in state, you pay the tuition.
That's for both of them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so all
smart
good.
Move. Can you do that anymore?
I don't know if that still exists. I'm sure people can tell
Man,
us.
I wish it did.
But yeah, we did that for both of them when they were born. And so,
you know, Katie's going to be like, I want to go to NYU.
Oh, we've had that discussion. I just told her, no, good
Sorry.
Luck. Good luck. You pay for it. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. It's the last segment.
Not a bad showing.
Yeah.
It's been a sportsier than usual week.
Yeah. And then.
But I feel like we've done a good job of at least keeping it interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I mean, we're doing our best.
It's been kind of fun.
We're working with what we got.
Even though it's sportsy, it's been kind of fun this week, which is what we go for, right?
That's what I'm looking for.
Is that what you're looking for in Hoffman on Hollywood?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Let's start with... This was a really crazy movie. It looks like R. Kelly's going to be indicted after the discovery of another videotape of him with an underage girl. Listen, I'm not trying to give anybody advice on how to commit crime, but if you're the creepy dude who likes to hook up with young chicks, maybe don't videotape it.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, he's now 52. He's settled 4 lawsuits. He got married when he was, or to a girl when she was 15. It got annulled by her parents 6 months later. I mean,
I don't know what the attraction is to somebody who's 15 years old. It just makes no sense to me.
I mean, it's a child. I don't know. I honestly, at this point, I'm hoping this dude just gets locked up and goes away. I mean, I don't see what makes his situation any less bad than Bill Cosby's.
Maybe worse.
It could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a no good situation. God, now my computer's frozen. I can't even get over to my next tab. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. I tried. I have a couple other stories. I just can't.
Can't get to him, huh?
Can't get to him. I don't know why. I gotta get a new laptop.
You think?
I think so. I think it's time.
How long have you had that one?
5-6 years.
It still should be good.
I mean, that's a pretty good run for a laptop.
I think it's more the wireless around here than it is your laptop. Because it's always after 6 o'clock, it gets slow. I don't know why.
That doesn't even make sense to me why that happens.
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying it happens. Oh. Happens to mine, too. And it depends on what Wi-Fi you're on, too, because we've got so many of them.
Yeah.
And so, like, the one that works best over in my office does not work best in here.
Yeah.
Which, and it's perfectly fine over there. I mean, it's really quick, and I can use it for stuff. But it's 20 feet away, and yet the Wi-Fi in here, it's not nearly as good when I move over here. I don't know why. But it's not for me to question. It's just for me to... listen to Aqualung on the way home.
Is that what you're going to do?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's the plan.
I'm going to hang out here because I got to record the podcast tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's Sam wants to know, is that the same laptop you poured beer on at the Big City in Atascocita?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, hey, this one's, it's been through the ringer, man. I'm not denying that. It's been there and done it. But at some point, you know, you got to go with something new.
Yeah. Yeah. So the podcast with Brad, we'll have a link to it on Sports Map tomorrow as soon as it's out and about. Josh is setting that up, so feel free to check it out that way. And works for everybody because it takes you to pregame.
Well, there you go.
So Lamont says you're not even hitting the most bleeped up part about R. Kelly was giving all the women herpes.
Is that the most bleeped up part? Is that more bleeped up than being like 14?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Pretty good episode today, Hoffman.
We've had worse.
Yeah, I'm going to give you
I don't get an A because this gaffe at the end, that cost me that.
It took you from A+ to A. You're fine. You were killing it. I'm going to give Aaron a solid A- today.
Sorry about that. I'm A- now for
sure. Yeah, you just lost a grade. I was pretty good today. I'm going to give myself a D+. All right, guys.
You're so generous.
I guess we're in studio tomorrow, right?
In studio tomorrow. You can catch the bench, Dell and Raheel. Well, Dell, because Raheel won't be there. And Charlie Palillo at Prime Social Club tomorrow. So make sure you go out and see them there.
Awesome. All right. That is going to wrap it up. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.